Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Yeah.
This is a little Arrested Development. I love it, man. Y'all got cuts on y'all show. We gotta play something different on Sundays.
We trying.
Yeah, I love it, man. Speaking of something different, the Pacers are going to have to try to find that old magic, you know, because they got to do something different than they did in Game 2, because Game 2 was an absolute shellacking by the MVP and the Oklahoma City Thunder, as the Oklahoma City Thunder win by a 22-point margin. It seemed like it was much more, though. Honestly, there were parts of that game to where it just looked like this wasn't going to be – there was no comeback coming for the Pacers, not this game. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is as good as advertised. He is the deserving person for the MVP. Mm-hmm. I know Jokic had an amazing year, and a historic year, and probably should have got it, but just the way this Thunder team plays, you can tell they're not going to be able to do this without a Shai.
No, I mean, SGA is multiple and different that the Thunder can be. It's still very SGA centric, and we talked about this the other day. SGA has the most points through two games of NBA Finals in their career of any player of all time. He's got 72 points through his first two games. Beyond that, he has the an NBA playoff record 9 straight. I think it ties Wilt or Russell, I can't remember who it was, 9 straight playoff games with 30 or more points. Like, he gets buckets.
No, he gets buckets.
Like, don't get it twisted. He is a certified bucket-getting machine.
On a historical kind of level, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, his first two games in the conference, in the NBA Finals, again, I think only Jordan and somebody else have, like, a higher score. Allen Iverson?
Yeah, I think
higher scoring average than him at this point. Like, so he's really out there getting buckets. And I think I love Shai because he defies what the NBA says it is right now, right? You have to be a 3-point shooting team. Mm-hmm. You win by, not necessarily a young team can win. Like, all these things that we've been told doesn't work in basketball, Shai and OKC is doing.
He's more of a George Gervin, Julius Irving. He's a superstar, kind of a throwback, the way he plays. It's much more in the mid-post, mid-range, long paint area, of which the analytics era has kind of done away with a ton of.
Can't do that anymore.
But that's what also makes him, for me, like,
he's a throwback.
You take the free throw merchant stuff out of it, which he does it, and I don't like it, and he doesn't need to do it. Like, he can generate free throws on his own without doing the throw your head back like you got shot by a 12-gauge stuff. But his footwork is probably the best in the NBA. His body control and balance, it's basically him and Luka and Jalen Brunson, who are like the guys who have otherworldly body control and balance in that in-between area. And it is interesting because he's not Steph out there, jacking up threes. And he's not even KD, where he's just, shooting 50% on 18-foot mid-range pull-ups. He's getting to that 10 to 14-foot range, the 8 to 14-foot range, and just putting your defense in pretzels, because it's the place that you want to help to, but that's what the Thunder want to thrive on. They want you to help, overhelp on SGA, and allow the other guys who can't necessarily create on their own to feast off that. Now, he's not a creator like Halliburton who can, you know, Halley's the kind of guy who can get you 15 plus assists. Like, it's just he's a natural creator, whether it be angles or setting you up with a drive one way or a lean this way. It's, you know, Halley's much more of a Nash, Chris Paul type of like bend your defense a certain way to get something, where SGA is like, I'm going to take what you give me. And if you overhelp, I'm just going to make the simple play. And look, so many people think that making the simple play in the NBA is easy. It's not. It's genuinely not. That's why you don't see guys making the simple play all that often, because it's the NBA. These guys are so big, so fast, so good that they want to take they can take that away so easily.
Which is why I always covet a player like LeBron James, who just constantly
just makes everything easy,
makes the right play. Mm-hmm. You know, people like to knock on him because he would pass up a game-winning shot to give somebody else
a better shot,
an opportunity to make a better shot. I think that's the mark of somebody with high basketball IQ. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Shea has. Now, I think Halliburton has that, but to maybe a lesser degree right now. I think where Halliburton is great at, he's not the short scorer that Shea is,
No. Clearly.
But I think he does as good, if not a better job, getting everybody else involved.
Yes.
Like, I think for this OKC squad, it's easy to get a guy like Jalen Williams involved. He can get his own bucket if he wants to. It's easier to get a guy like Chet involved who can get his own bucket. And then on the bench, you know, you got guys like
Wiggins and Isaiah Joe Caruso.
He was killing me in 2K the other day, and I was getting so frustrated. Wiggins, I could not guard him. My 2K MP could not guard this fool for nothing, and he was giving me buckets. But in real life, he can come off the bench and give you 15, 16 quick points. And when you have a bunch of guys on your team like that, that can help out your superstar. And I think you're in a great position right now if you're OKC. You're playing loose, and really you've won all but 2 seconds of a game in the flats.
Less than that. The Oklahoma City Thunder in that game, in a 48-minute game, led for 47 minutes and 59.7 seconds.
So you mean for 1 point whatever seconds.
0.3 seconds.
0.3 seconds. Is
the only lead that the Pacers had in the game.
Have had in the series, you know, at this point. And so they need to figure out that magic. I don't know how it's going to happen. There's not going to be a breakdown like there was with Cleveland, with this OKC team. There's not going to be a breakdown.
Yeah, you're not going to run into
some injuries like you did with Milwaukee right now. Like, this is a well-conditioned team. The only injury that, and I'm knocking on wood because you don't want to see one from anybody, but the only one that may be something that people could see would potentially be Chet, because Chet has the tendency to get
dinged up.
But game three is in Indianapolis. The Pacers have already done their job, if we're being honest. We're kind of knocking on them today, but they already stole home court.
Doesn't matter what the scores are in games. It's
1-1.
Doesn't matter. Here's the thing. You can talk about, well, the Thunder did what they're supposed to do, and they, you know, had a blowout game. And I'm like, yeah, but you were still sitting there in the fourth quarter when it got down to 8, when it got down to 7. You're like,
Here they come.
Like, that's what this Pacers team is built to do. It doesn't matter what your lead is unless it gets, you know, to 30.
Until they get to zeros,
Like, they are a team that come in the final 5 minutes. If they've got it, you know, 7-8 points or less, be afraid, because it's not that they've done it once or that they've done it twice or three times or four times. They've done it 7 times in these playoffs already. Like, they will come at your neck if the game is relatively close, and they are not afraid of that moment.
No.
And they're like, if you're the Pacers, I don't think they're going to, like, you know, the game the Timberwolves got off the Thunder, you know, they win by 40. I don't expect that to happen in this series to where OKC has a rollover game. But I also don't expect the Thunder to have necessarily the performance they had last game where, you know, they were mostly in control of that game throughout. I think it's going to be in between kind of what we saw. And I think if that is the case, the Pacers have a chance literally every single night. And that's what I talked about coming into the series, is everybody's talking about Thunder in 5 or a Thunder in an easy 6. And I'm like, you better take care of business then, because if you don't, you can't kill this team.
If you leave the door open,
they are going to come charging through it.
And listen, Tyrese Halliburton, you know, and this team, for as much crap as they take, this is kind of what they do. Like, they you know, they rest in the cut for most of the game, and then all of a sudden they come back with this flurry that nobody really saw coming. And again, you've already done your job and stole game one, and nobody saw that coming. And now you just got to go home, make sure you protect home court best you can. It's basically 0-0 now. First team to win 3 games is going to win a championship. You have an opportunity to protect your home court at least in one of these games and try to make this a series.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Pacers did not play well in game one. They were really bad in game two.
Yeah.
But game one with the 19 turnovers in the first
half. Oh, God, it was just so sloppy. Even with that, they found a way to win.
They stuck around.
That's what I take from that game is like, well, the Thunder should have won that game. And I'm like, what happens if the Pacers take care of the ball?
Guess what? The Pacers haven't played well yet.
And that's the thing is like, if they go out and they play well in game three, and let's say they win a game by 8. Not a crazy number, like under 10, but like, They have it under control in the final 2 minutes.
Listen.
What does the narrative now become if the Pacers win a game, not like running away, but comfortably?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden the series is 2-1, and you've gotten a game on the road. How tight do the Thunder come into game four?
Listen, if there's anybody who can engineer a great upset in the NBA Finals, it's Rick Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
And that staff, we've seen him do it before against an opponent that was supposed to be unbeatable.
Yep.
And he did the impossible and did that. So we'll see if Lightning can strike twice. That game is going to be tomorrow on ABC, I would assume at 5:30, which is when they all are. Yeah, so we'll see what's going on. Tyrese Halliburton has to show up. Speaking of Tyrese Halliburton, he's been getting a lot of news lately because somebody on ESPN keeps saying that this man is not a superstar. But there are a lot of people that potentially agree, but he's not the only person we should be talking about. There's some other names we should bring up, and I'm going to bring him up to our NBA guy, and I'm going to see what he says about those. We're going to talk about that next. But first, Will at SportsCenter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.